for WJT and for ZLK Mobile. For ZLK, clear.
JQ4 Yankee Charlie India radio check.
For Yankee Charlie India and for ZLK. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, sir. Oh, all is well in your world.
Just headed into work. And just heard you in there and wanted to say hello. I know you're, I think you're on an HT. Your audio is pretty low, but, and I'm mobile, so if I miss something, I will let you know.
Much coming out of me that something that would actually be good.
You out walking the, what do you call them, the hounds this morning?
From hell, they're out running. Great.
They require a little exercise. I'm getting about 80% of what you're saying. So, anyway, I hope you have a good day. Another beautiful day out here.
I hope you have as well. I'm trying to get a better HD set up, so maybe I can actually be heard from that. In any event, take you for Yankee Charlie India 73. Sir, I am here.
732, and most of us started out with an HD and worked our way up. So, I don't know, did you get a chance to listen to your audio recording on the website?
I've gone there to look. I've been having a couple of internal corporate radio blow-up things they consider to be problems. I don't consider them to be problems, but I've been having to pay attention to. I have a Yaesu FT991A upstairs, but I can't walk the dogs upstairs.
It's hard to walk the dogs and talk on your base station. Unless you do crossband repeat. There we go. I'm not sure if the 991A does that or not, but that's a good option to look into. Your HT talks to your radio in your house, and then your radio in your house talks to the repeater. And that's a pretty good option for a lot of people.
Any tone is my base station before I got the Yaesu, and I'm going to turn that into a bag radio, and then I'll be doing my radio checks in the morning on a 50 watt versus a 5.
You won't have an issue there. This one is actually an 85 watt radio. It's a Yaesu 2900, but I rarely run it over more than low power, which is a 5 watt setting. It's very rare that I have to bump it up. But also I have a nice antenna up on top of my truck, so that really helps as well. But anyway, 73 to you. Enjoy the day. I look forward to hearing you later on. KQ4YCI from N4ZLK.
ZLK, KQ4 Yankee Charlie India, I am clear 73.
4HKX, mobile.
N4ZLK.
Hope you're having a good start to your day. I heard you talking to Bill there. I was trying to eat my breakfast right quick.
Good day so far, and never rush through breakfast to try to talk to me. I'm not worth it. Breakfast is always worth it.
I gotta take you when I can.
I think so far, and how was your day yesterday? I drove into town, into Easley. Got some new tires on the truck, but there wasn't a lot of activity on the radio back and forth.
Fairly quiet. Got done early, so I call that a good day. And Matthew was trying to get a hold of you yesterday. He was trying to check on you. I told him that you and I had spoke yesterday morning, that you were okay and that you were off yesterday, so you probably didn't have the radio with you.
From what I'm doing and who I'm with, whether I have a radio on or sometimes I'll have it monitoring. If I'm at Beth's car, I haven't installed a mobile radio in her car yet. So I carry an HT, but you know how that is with an HT moving around. So, and I did hear Matthew check in to the Anderson Club net last night. I flipped over and checked in I try to check in on Monday nights with John. He's been calling it KF4 CKT. He's been calling it for a lot of years. So if I think about it on Mondays, I try to check in with him. I don't always check into that net. But anyway, so I did hear Matthew last night, but didn't get a chance to talk to him. He checked in right after I did.
I'm going to have to see if I can make that repeater from the house. I keep forgetting about it. I'd set myself an alarm for all the nets there.
And for a lot of years, they would only have 5 to 10 people checking in, but man, I think they may have 30 or 40 checking in now. I know it goes a lot longer than it used to. It's not that way every night, but they seem to be growing down that way. And I know there are some people from the other side of the mountain there that check in. There's somebody from Rosman every once in a while, I've heard. And if I'm not mistaken, Sid up there in, was he in Hendersonville or Asheville? I can't remember. I think he checks in pretty regularly.
Sure. Right around the airport, kind of where he's at. My problem is I've got two big mountains between me and Anderson the way it would go, so that's where I run into my issue. So that's why I say I have to see if I can get into it. I've got Rich Mountain and what's left of little Cedar's Head here that comes around the corner, that ridge there.
Turn your beam backwards then, like you do for this one. You never know.
So you just never know till you try.
Well, on another note, looks like I told Beth she needs to start calling around about a different place for Michaela's wedding, which is supposed to be, the 13th of April, because I'm not sure what's going to happen if they're going to have that park opened in time. I'm assuming they'll get the fire out, but I know if we call now and say, hey, what are the plans, they'll have no idea. But it's only 2.5 weeks away, so I think we need to start making other plans.
I definitely have a backup plan in place.
Which would be more than willing to do it. They're all the way down in Hickory Tavern. Of course, it'd make it easy for his side of the family, but we have a lot of supplies we got to, you know, take to the wedding, and we've got just kind of convenient to do it right here next to the house.
Hopefully they'll get something figured out here for long. And yeah, I think, well, they've shut down Cedar's Head State Park too, all the trails on it. They haven't shut down the actual park, but you know, as dry as it is, keeping people off the trails where they can not out there with opportunity to throw a cigarette down or start a fire is probably a good idea.
I don't know how I mean, for right now, that's fine. I understand that. But I was reading an article in the Greenville News, and it made a somebody from the Forestry Commission made a comment that kind of bothers me a little bit. They're like, it's making them second guess or rethink the amount of human activity that's going to be allowed to go on in these places. And I'm like, but that's the whole point. You guys are, you know, you're snatching up all this land, claiming it's for public use, and I understand you hate to see things like this happen, but closing it off for everybody, I don't think is the answer. I think, you know, do what you do. If somebody does something stupid, they need to be charged for sure, but there's a lot of people that benefit from all that outdoor activity, and most of them, that, you know, 99% of them are doing everything right. I would hate to see them shut it down because of a couple of, you know, people who don't seem to care.
I agree with you. I think as a temporary to keep people off of them until we get some rain in here is what I was talking about, until they can get everything under control too. Not a permanent I don't think that's a good idea. Like you say, they're getting up all this land, just like DuPont got it under eminent domain. You know, that kind of stuff. It just, but then again, they've been advertising for years, come enjoy all the, you know, scenery, this, that, and the other. Well, that's what you welcome in.
If you're gonna make it state controlled, then it's, you know, they call it public land, and usually what happens when it becomes public land is the public is restricted from it. So make it accessible, but for idiots. And you know, I mean that's all you can do. There's no perfect world, but closing it down for everybody is not the answer.
I agree. There's no perfect answer, no matter what, and most of this stuff, you never find out who started or exactly what happened, because there's no infrastructure out there to keep an eye on everybody, so, you know, how do you check up on that? But Shane, I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to jump out of here. You be careful today, and I'll get you on down the log, I'm sure. Be careful. 73, KO4HKX, clear.
Later. Thanks for coming back. Have a good day. I'll be around all day, so holler anytime. Hope your day goes well. N4ZLK, mobile and clear.